神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念，看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。
知我心声，恕我心曲。
As we go over a lesson today, actually it will be probably several lessons involved.
今天我们讲我们的课的时候呢，你会发现事实上关系到好几个主题。
These are just things that can help us in living.
希望这些可以帮助我们的生活。
You know, one of the important things is communication.
其中一个就是我们的沟通是有时候是很难的。
Actually, I should say it's almost the most important thing in our relationship with others.
它却是在我们跟人的这种关系里面很重要的。
Communication is actually connecting with the person.
沟通是人跟人的联系。
Understanding what they're saying and being able to take it in.
了解对方说什么，而且我该怎么样听进去。
Now, right away, many of you may think communication is talking.
或许马上你说沟通就是讲话嘛。
But a good part of communication is listening.
事实上最重要的所谓的沟通是倾听。
And many of us are guilty of truly not listening what a person is saying.
我相信很多人都不是真的很注意的在听对方说什么。
And then we can be guilty of not listening, with the intent to understand,But we listen with the intent to reply back.
我们呢没有在注意真的听到对方要我们听的，却呢一直在想我该怎么样回答他。
You might say, well, what do you mean by that?
这是什么意思呢？
Well, it's like when a person is talking to you.
比如说有一个人跟你讲话。
Instead of listening intently to understand what they're trying to tell you,In your mind, you're trying to gather the facts where you can reply to them instead of truly trying to understand what they're saying.
我的意思是说呢，当对方跟你讲话的时候，然后呢，你不但没有去用心的听到底对方要表达什么，反而呢，马上就在想我应该对对方回答什么。
Because you see, the thing that you and I need most is each other.
我们要知道人最需要的是人跟人之间的依存，彼此的需要。
Some of you might say right away, well, whenever I had a friend or whenever we could communicate, it always ended up in some kind of a trouble.
或许有人说呢，有时候我交朋友，然后呢，交一交呢，就因为谈话谈不来，就有问题了。
And we have talked about that problem before.
这个问题我们以前谈过。
But we cannot give up on people.
但是不管你交朋友的情况怎么样，你不能放弃跟别人建立关系。
Because God gave us a basic need to be able to communicate, be able to meet the need of our heart by people.
因为呢，神给我们一种能力，让我们可以去彼此人跟人之间呢，彼此来满足对方的需要，而且呢，我们有那种彼此依存的这种关系。
You know, people will forget what you say.
别人会忘记你说的什么话。
I've been so aware of that in my work as a speaker and working. They don't often remember a lot of what I say.
我身为一个常常在演说、在讲话的人，我自己体验到，事实上，别人听你讲话呢，常常就是会忘记你所说的话。
And sometimes people will forget what you do.
而且呢，连你所做的，别人也会忘记的。
But you know, they never forget how you made them feel.
但是对于你所留下给他们的感受，他们却不会忘记。
The sharp tongue that has hurt them.
比如说呢，你讲了一句很尖锐的话，伤害到他们那种感受，他们忘不了。
The words that were spoken that shouldn't have been.
有些话不该讲的讲了出来，让别人也忘不了。
Or the joy that you brought them.
还是说你是那个可以把喜乐带给别人的，别人也会很留下很深的印象。
I have worked in summer English camps.
我在夏天呢有做一些英文的这种营会。
Well, I do love working with children, and at these particular camps, I used to be very active and could really bring the children in.
那这些营会的对象是孩子们，而且我很喜欢他们，我也可以很吸引他们来做这个营会。
And they called me mommy.
他们就称我有一个通称就是 mommy.
And when I would leave, they would say, mommy, we're looking for you to come back again next year.
所以每一次我们在营会结束要说再见的时候，他们就说呢，我们期待你再来哦，我们要再见到你。
Well, it was the third year I began to use a little puppet.
但是在第三个夏天的营会之后呢，我就开始用一个布偶。
And all the children began to identify with him.
孩子们可是很喜欢这个布偶。
His name was Willie.
他的名字叫 Willie.
Oh, they like Willie.
大家好喜欢这个 Willie.
And then soon I was known not as mommy,but as Willie's mommy.
所以呢他们就后来从称我妈咪到后来变成这是 Willie 的妈咪，所以 Willie 是有名的了。
What they really remembered was Willie.
他们所记得的是 Willie.
Because he would make them laugh.
因为呢那个 Willie 所表演的让他们好笑。
He would make them feel good.
他会让他们觉得非常的好。
So Willie was the special one.
所以对他们来说呢 Willie 是很特别的。
Do you know you can have that same way with people?
你知道你可以有这样的表现吗？让别人觉得你很特别，很宝贝。
Instead of a grumpy, complaining person,Try to be a person that can see the good side, can make people feel happy, can even make people laugh.
成为一个不要老是抱怨，让人好像觉得你有很多的这种苦读一样的人，而是呢能够到处去带给别人欢笑，然后让别人有深刻的印象，给别人有好的影响的人。
I had an aunt like that. She could make me laugh.
我有一个姨妈呢，就是这样，很容易就让我笑起来。
And as a young girl coming up, my aunt was always good company to me.
我在长大的过程中呢，我的那个姨妈呢，是我一个很好的生活的一个伴。
She loved to tell stories and she would make them bigger and bigger.
她会告诉我一些故事，然后把这个故事呢讲得很夸张。
I knew that she wasn't always telling the truth.
当然我知道她讲的不是都是真实的。
But she always made me laugh.
但是呢她总是让我觉得很好笑。
And you know, I never forget her.
我就永远忘不了她了。
Can't remember any of her stories.
我已经忘记她的故事。
But I remember how she used to make me feel.
但是我总是记得她给我的那种感觉，那种感受。
And this is a wonderful way to be, where people really like to see you come around.
如果你是成为那一个，不管到哪里去，大家都很欢迎你，希望你在他们中间的人的话，那不是很棒吗？
So why don't you be one of those that...When they leave you, they feel like they have really enjoyed being with you.
成为一个当你离开别人之后让别人呢对你有一种回味，觉得很享受你跟他们在一起的这样的人。
Now I want to talk to you a little bit about control.
接下来我们谈一谈操纵。
There is something in some and many people that want to control.
有很多人呢他们很喜欢去操纵。
You know,Actually, it's a type of thing that where you feel what you think is best.
那为什么一个人会操纵呢？因为他们认为呢，自己想法做法是最好的。
But you know, I've said that most of us think what we think is best.
因为大部分的人呢，总是想说呢，我的想法是最好的，最对的。
But sometimes in a family or at a job, you feel like you're losing control.
有时候在你的工作或你的家庭当中，你发现你没有办法控制了，你失控了。
That you're not the head of it, you're not the one that's controlling it now.
有时候呢，你好像觉得你没有办法再掌握了，好像一切的事情，或你好像已经控制不了，失控了。
So now you want to get back into control or stay in control.
那你要回到你可以完全的掌控，或者是呢？可以把握住。
Now, how do we usually do that?
那我们该怎么做呢？
Sometimes by manipulating a situation.
有时候是以一种 掌控性、操纵性的掌控环境来进行。
Like at work, you discredit that person who seems to be coming and gaining the control.
你会把那些好像要把你的位置抢走的、要代替你那个人呢、啊、想办法把他移走。
And most of the time, to again get into control, you use things that are false. They're not true. They're not real. It's something that you have to do.To hurt the other person or to break the situation.
所以为了要在能够让你能够把握住能够掌控所以你需要用一些不对的、啊、这种方法或者是不诚实的这些事情呢来伤害到某一些人或某个情况来让你好可以再次控制。
And once you again have control, you feel happy.
当你再次能够掌控的时候呢，你觉得快乐起来了。
But you're really an empty person.
但是事实上呢，经过这些呢，只为了要控制，你如果做了这些呢，你是一个里面是空的，你没有什么。
Who cannot live life in reality, but must do it in something false.
那你就是那一个为了要掌控一切，没有办法面对现实，却是要用不对的方法来达到目的的人。
So if you are in control,If you're the one that must see that things get done, do it in an honest way. Be yourself. Be real.
如果你是那一位需要有一些掌控或者是要能够掌握的人的话，那你用的方法一定要是真实的，是诚恳的，而且不要是啊那种不对的。
Today,As we think about ethics, I want to think about that for a few minutes.
我们要来谈一谈关于伦理。
Ethics is the right thing to do.
伦理是一种对的方法。
Is the thing that is proper and honest.
是诚实而且是适当的。
But today we have lost the direction of true ethics.
在这个时代里面我们却失去了很多伦理的应该有的东西。
Actually, we make some things that used to be wrong,We make them right.
以前是错的，到这个时代呢，变成对的。
Just by the words and vocabularies that we may change.
连我们的用字、用词呢，都变了。
And the business world is great for this.
特别是在这个商业的范围里面呢，特别有这种现象。
Now, if a people are not ethical,
如果一个人没有伦理的话
they will never be a great nation.
如果很多人是这样的没有伦理的话呢不守伦理的话那这个国家不会强盛的
If you could study world history
你可以好好的研究这个世界的历史
You will see the countries that live by bribes The country that lives with very poor ethics never get ahead
你可以看到那些里面充满着贿赂还有就是不正当的这些、做法在这样的国家的话那他们呢从来不会强盛
Actually, it corrupts the country
而且是会让一个国家腐败的
And the country begins to rot from the inside out
这个国家会因为里面的缺乏伦理呢慢慢的腐化从里面到外面
But a country that is built on true ethics
如果一个国家有一个真正的伦理的根基
Who respects one another
彼此尊重
Who does the right things at the right time.
在对的时间用对的方法来做
That when they say they put 65% juice in a can, they put that much in a can.
比如说呢你在你的贩卖的这种、啊、你的成品里面你说里面有 65% 的纯汁那你就要按照这个百分比来放
But many times they'll say they put 65% juice in when they only put 10%.
很多时候你表面上说呢我放了65%的纯汁可是呢你只放了10%那这样就不对了。
You say, how can that hurt? Because it begins to rot the inner fiber of the people.
你说这会有什么影响呢当然因为这是一个人内心内在的一种腐坏腐败。
You say, well, my people, my country, we do a lot of that.
或许你说呢，我们国家里面大家都这样做的。
It's just what we call business now.
那这个是商业行为。
But my friends, you really don't know what that is doing to you.
但是你却不知道这种商业行为会带给你什么样的影响。
And so I think you might say, how can we change it?
那我们怎么改变呢？
We change it one by one.
我们从个人一个人来改变。
I cannot change the world.
我没有办法改变这个世界。
I cannot change my country.
我没有办法改变我的国家。
But I can change myself.
但是我从我自己开始改变。
And if each person becomes more ethical, cares more about what they do and say, you will see a tremendous difference.
如果每一个人都这样子来做的话，那我们会看到一个很不同的局面。
Let's talk now about failure.
我们也来谈一谈失败的这样的一个话题。
You know, there is really a difference between failing and being a failure.
失败跟成为一个失败者是有差别的。
When you fail, it means you have tried something, you have done your best, maybe you didn't altogether follow what you should, but you failed. You didn't really do that right.
所谓的失败就是你本来有期待要完成，但是呢，你却没有办法成功，然后你没办法达到你的期待，所以这个事情就失败了，没有达到理想。
But you say, well, is there any difference in being a failure?
失败跟失败者、失败的人有什么不同吗？
Yes, there is.
是有不同的。
You see, a failure is like the person who never entered the race. They were a loser because they never entered.
一个失败者就是好像从来不敢参加比赛一样，他们就是还没有参加就已经啊退缩，他们是一个失败者。
A failure is one who never tries.
一个失败者是从来不尽力的，从来不试试看的。
In life, it seems they've never done anything.
在人生里面呢，从来不想做什么。
It's not that they've failed at something. It's just that they've never entered in and their lives are much of a failure.
并不是像我前者说的，他们试了，尝试了，尽力了，可是没有成功，他们没有去试，然后他们也不参加，不参与。
We as human beings, we have faults and we fail.
人性总是会有，我们人生当中的总是会有失败的时候。
I think some of you don't understand that.
或许当中有人，你听的时候你不明白。
You're very difficult on your children.
因为你对你的孩子的期待呢，是对他们是很难的。
If they do something and fail, you give them a very rough and hard time.
万一你的孩子失败了，那他们可是有一段不好过的时间了。
But failing is part of life.
但是你要知道，失败这是一个人生里面的很平常的一个事实。
You see, when I fail, I pick up myself and try it again.
如果我失败了，我就重新再尝试。
You know, little children, little tots, sometimes try to put things together. They try to do something they really can't do, and they get very frustrated and very mad.
就像那小小的小孩子，当他们试着要斗一些玩具的时候呢，斗不起来，他们就很挫败，很生气。
And maybe you get upset with them and spank them.
然后呢，你呢比他更生气，有时候呢都处罚他。
But in reality, they don't want to fail. They want to put that thing together.
那种挫败感就是呢，他们不想失败，他们想成功。
But you see, in life, when you are afraid to take some steps to try to do something that well, it would be very good, but you're too afraid. You're too afraid what people will say. Then you look back and you think of yourself as a failure.
当你很多时候为了怕人家怎么说，为了怕结果会怎么样而不去尝试的时候，那你就是一个真正的失败者了。
Now let's talk a little bit about fear.
我们来再谈一谈就是关于害怕、恐惧。
All of you know what it is.To feel fear at some time.
某些时候你经验过恐惧，你都知道什么叫惧怕，对不对？
Many people have what we call fear phobias.
甚至有人有恐惧症。
They're afraid of heights.
比如说呢，对高的地方有恐惧症。
They may be afraid of small places.
对于那种窄小的地方呢，会害怕。
Then, of course, we know what it is to be afraid when somebody harms us.
有时候怕人家伤害我们。
Actually, I met a little dog today.
今天呢，我碰到一只狗。
He's 10 years old.
他已经十年了。
Now, that little dog's, the owner was a third owner.
拥有这只狗的主人呢，已经是第三个主人。
Now they told me that he had been abused by some of the other owners.
那因为他曾经被前面的主人虐待过。
A very fearful little dog.
所以他是很容易害怕的一只狗。
And they said that they were getting ready to go north. And they said whenever he sees us packing, he gets very fearful.
那当这个主人呢，他说呢，每一次他看到我们在整理行装，因为他们想往北部去了的时候呢，那这个狗呢就会非常的紧张害怕。
He seems very sorrowful.
他自己呢会觉得呢很难过。
And she says that's because he thinks we're going to abandon him and leave him.
那可能呢，他说呢，这只狗啊，以为我们又要把它丢下来，把它丢弃掉了。
See, the others had left him and abused him and abandoned him, and now he, this little dog, felt that they were going to leave him too.
因为他被前面的两个主人的经验呢，就是呢常常把他丢弃了，或者是呢来虐待他，所以他现在很害怕。
Now, if a dog can be that sensitive, how sensitive are our children?
如果一只狗都那么的敏感，那何况我们的孩子们呢？
One of the things that brings fear to the hearts of our children is the anger that a husband and wife shows in front of them.
有一种害怕会深刻在孩子的心里面，那就是呢，父母亲，也就是先生跟太太两个人的那个彼此发怒。
You may think nothing of it.
或许你说那有什么事情呢？
And the children may act like there's nothing to it themselves.
孩子们表现上好像让也觉得好像没事。
But for many, it brings fear to their heart.
但是呢，他们所放在心里面的却是害怕。
Fear that you're going to get divorced like their friends' parents are.
他们很害怕自己的爸爸妈妈会离开，会离异。
There are other reasons that people live under fear.
有很多理由让人有这种害怕。
So fear is very much a part of our life.
所以害怕本身呢，在我们的生命里面是常常会有的。
Maybe because the fear of being alone is overwhelming.
有时候呢，怕自己独处。
I watch my mother now as she gets older.
我在观察我的母亲，她现在越来越老。
She was a very strong woman.
她曾经是一个很强悍的、很能干的一个女人。
Many people leaned on her.
很多人都依赖她的。
She controlled many things.
她自己本身呢，掌控很多事情的。
But now as she gets older and weaker, I can see that she doesn't want to be alone. She's more fearful.
当她越来越老，越来越弱的时候呢，我可以看到她越来呢，越怕自己一个人独处。
So all of our fears many times come down to the fact that we don't want to be alone.
很多时候这种不想独处呢，带给我们这种害怕。
Why do we fear death?
为什么我们怕死呢？
You say, well, I really don't know what death is all about.
你说呢，因为我不知道死是怎么样的一回事。
The reason why so many times people are fearful is that there's no one going along with them.
为什么人那么怕死，是因为呢，你会害怕说呢，我去，我自己一个人走，但是呢，没有人陪着我。
You say, how can that be?
那怎么可能呢?
How can somebody always be going along with us?
怎么有可能在什么时候都有人陪你呢?
Let me tell you a little bit about myself.
我要跟你谈一谈我自己。
I was raised up in a very religious home.
我是在一个宗教气氛很浓的家庭长大的。
But it never took away my fear.
但是呢，我仍然有害怕，去不了害怕。
I was deathly fear of death from the time I was a child.
从小就害怕死。
I feared planes.
我很怕坐飞机。
I feared heights.
我很怕高的地方。
I feared claustrophobia, being too close to a space.
我很怕那种很窄小的这样的一个地方。
I had many fears.
我有很多种的惧怕。
You say, do you have them now?
那现在还有吗?
No, I don't.
没有了。
You say, what happened?
那怎么会改变了呢?
I found someone that would go with me through all of those things.
因为我找到了一位可以跟我经过这些我所害怕的情境的，就是说跟我一起在一起的。
It wasn't my religion.
不是宗教。
It's that I found a personal relationship with God through his son, Jesus Christ.
而是呢，借着耶稣呢，我跟主有跟他很亲密的这种关系。
And one by one, he broke me of those fears.
那 一个接一个的，他帮助我，然后能够啊打破这些害怕。
And I know he is with me.
我确实知道他跟我在一起。
I don't have to go alone anymore.
所以不管去哪里，我不需要独处，不需要独去，我有他跟我在一起。
He is the comforter of my heart.
他是我心里面的安慰。
I didn't find him in religion.
我不是在宗教里面找到耶稣的。
I found him by faith.
我是借着信心找到耶稣。
And I believed his word.
我也相信他的话，他所说的话。
And it was his love that took away many of the fears in my life.
我很多在这种生命当中的害怕呢，是因为他的爱把他驱走的。
I believe and I know.He can do the same for you.
我相信，而且我也确定的知道，他一样可以为你来做这些事情。
In closing, I want to talk to you just a little bit about forgiveness.
在要结束之前呢，我要跟你稍微谈一谈关于宽恕、原谅。
I want to give you a principle.
我要给你的是原则。
And that principle is, you are the one who suffers when you hold on.To griefs, grievances, and hold on to grudges.
如果你是那一个总是里面含着那种愤怒或者是对对方的这种不满的话，那你会是那一个受苦的人。
That is a basic truth.
这是事实。
You think because you don't talk to your father that it's particularly maybe harmful to him? It may hurt him, but no more than it hurts you.
你以为你因为不高兴而就对对方，比如说你的父亲，你对他呢就生闷气不讲话，你认为这样可以伤害到他，事实上伤害的是你自己。
Because you see, unforgiveness, forgiving spirit, and one that is bitter is one that eats away at your own character.
因为如果你是那一个没有办法原谅，你是那一个里面含怒的这样的一个人的话，那事实上你每一天几乎都是在咀嚼你那里面的苦毒，然后呢会伤害你的里面的品格。
When you forgive, you are releasing yourself.
如果你愿意宽恕的话，那等于说你让自己就释放，就自由了。
You're getting a quieter spirit.
你里面就有安息了。
It isn't something that's going to eat at you all the time.
里面呢不会再有这种好像整个的那种酿造，整个的来吞吃你的感觉了。
But a place you can feel freedom.
而是里面有一个让你觉得自由的地方。
I don't know, being free is such a wonderful thing.
你知道吗？自由释放是很棒的事。
Some of us are so bound.
很多人被捆绑的很严重。
So some of the very things that we've been talking about today.
今天我们所谈的这些，
I hope that you can take some of the thoughts I've given to you and begin to think about them.
我希望你能够听到一些观念，然后开始思考。
You can question them. You can debate these things that I have been telling you. But I just want you to begin to think and think seriously about yourselves and how you can change to help to change those around you.
今天我们所谈的，或许呢，你会有一些不同意、争论，或者是呢，你会有一些怀疑、疑惑。但不管怎么样，你去思考它，好好的思考它，然后呢，你有一些你自己的结论，可以帮助你自己，也帮助那四周围跟你在一起的人。
Just ask the Lord to help you.
你可以求主耶稣帮助你。恕我心曲这个节目是由美国佛桌传道协会提供，由金卢牧师为您主讲，林真华语翻译。如果您有什么问题需要我们为您分担，请您来信写明你的姓名、住址，然后你寄到台湾高雄，台湾省高低的高，英雄的雄，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，你写林真双木林真假的真林真收就可以了，我们会尽快的跟您回信。